Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, March 25th. Instagram is rolling out an in-app purchasing feature called Checkout. Once it's fully in place, shoppers enticed by the latest lipstick or sneakers will no longer have to click through to a brand's website. Instead, they're likely to take impulse purchasing to an exponentially greater level because they'll be able to purchase instantly right there on their social media feed. Checkout will potentially be extremely lucrative for Facebook, Instagram's owner. Instagram stands to generate significant revenue through the fees it will charge sellers to make their posts shoppable. While this is big news for Facebook, it's not a sudden development. Instagram has about 1 billion users a month and growing. The majority are between ages 18 and 34, and they're eating up posts showing off fashion, beauty, and lifestyle products. Sure, Instagram is known for influencers like the Kardashians and Taylor Swift, who leverage their celebrity status to get their followers to buy products featured in their feeds. But the app actually already tries to streamline e-commerce by allowing brands to tag images with product information. Every month, about 130 million users click on those tag posts and then click through to sites outside Instagram. But many who click through to brands' websites find the process cumbersome. As a result, they frequently abandon their shopping carts. The Wall Street Journal quoted Instagram's Vishal Shah on the problem and why the new checkout feature is such a natural development. According to Shah, people were already shopping on Instagram. They were just having a hard time doing it. Initially, checkout will be limited to about 20 brands, including Burberry, Nike, and Revolve. When you click on an image, you'll be asked for your email address, followed by order and payment information. Observers say this move, part of a larger investment Instagram is making in shopping, is the future of Facebook. It's also a shot over the bow at Amazon, currently the default option for many online shoppers. But checkout could disrupt that Amazon habit for Instagrammers who are already scrolling through their gorgeous feed several times a day. Why leave the feed to go search Amazon when those enticing pictures are coming straight to you after all? That's a potential habit change that could leave Amazon a few slow clicks away. However, Instagram pushes ideas at you. You turn to Amazon to search for something precise that you need. So the new rivalry may not yet pose much danger to Amazon. Notice I said yet. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, if you like our show, give us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast app, would you? Thanks a bunch. I'm David Brown. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.